This is Today in History, August the 18th. On this day in 1920, the Women's Suffrage Amendment was ratified. The 19th Amendment to the Constitution, guaranteeing women the right to vote, is ratified by Tennessee, giving it a two-thirds majority of state ratification necessary to make it the law of the land. Also on this day, in 1958, Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov is published in the United States. The novel about a man's obsession with a 12-year-old girl had been rejected by four publishers before G.P. Putnam's Sons accepted it. The novel became a bestseller that allowed Nabokov to retire from his career as a college professor. On this day, in 1992, Larry Bird retires.
You know, I would like to play it a little bit longer, maybe a year or two more, but there's just no way possible I was going to be able to do that. So today I'm retiring, and I'm still going to be around, but not in the capacity I once was.
Bird was a high school basketball star in his native Indiana. After graduation, he received a scholarship to play for legendary coach Bobby Knight at Indiana University, one of the finest teams in the country. However, Bird was homesick and uncomfortable in the spotlight in Bloomington and left the school after 1 month. He returned to Frenchwick, his hometown, and eventually enrolled at the smaller Indiana State University, far from a basketball powerhouse. There, Bird was a one-man offense, averaging 30 points per game as a sophomore, junior, and senior. He led the Sycamores to an undefeated record in his senior season before losing to Irvin Magic Johnson's Michigan State Spartans in the most viewed NCAA game ever. And on this day in 1979, in the final decadent year of the disco era, the group Chic reached the height of their popularity as their musical niche was about to disappear. They were fresh, they were sexy, they were massively successful. And while the death of disco brought their recording career to a premature end, what distinguished Chic from many of the groups that had suffered a similar fate was the enormous influence of the one song that hit number one, August 18th, 1979. Good times were born on this day in history. Good times.